Ryan Reynolds acquired over 2 million customers from Mint Mobile with paid ads. And I'm going to break down the best paid ads that he's run and how you can model the structure for whatever it is that you sell in your marketing. I'm Alex Ramosi. I'm the founder of Acquisition.com. We spend millions of dollars every month on ads. We make tons of money and no one cares. Let's start with the first ad.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. They put their names on arenas. We put ours on my lower back. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. And if this were one of their ads, they'd end it here with a happy customer. So we'll end ours with an angry goat. Look at the angry goat.
Okay, so let's break this down frame by frame. Now notice though that this is a 30-second ad. Let's start with the beginning of the ad.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does.
Pause. So right here, the hook is basically a contrarian hook. So there's a little bit of curiosity here because you're like, okay, well one, you recognize Ryan Reynolds right off the bat and he's got brand placement behind him. So he's making the association between him, the thing you like, and the thing you might not know, which is Mint Mobile. And so that's a 101 strategy. And there's a reason that I wear this hat and why underneath of my shirt, which normally is unbuttoned for those of you who are you wild fellows, the reason I rep my brand is to make that same association. If there's stuff that you use for my content and it makes you money, then hopefully you associate that value with me and Acquisition.com. All right, so here, this is a contrarian hook, and the curiosity is, okay, well, what's opposite about this thing versus what my current carrier? All right, let's hit it.
They charge you a lot, we charge you a little.
Okay, pause. So this is a clear setup for an us versus them strategy. All right, and so this strategy is best employed when you are not the market leader. All right, so obviously Mint Mobile is kind of the underdog, they're going the small guy, they're trying to face Goliath. Obviously, they're not even close to as big as Verizon and AT&T. So this strategy makes sense. If you're number one, you don't want to do us versus them. If anything, if you want to use an us versus them structure, you would use us versus the alternative. So rather than another brand or other companies, you would be like us versus your couch, right? If you were like the top fitness brand or something like that.
They put their names on arenas. We put ours on my lower back.
So pause. So here, obviously he's weaving in humor because that's part of his personal brand. And so he's basically weaving in his kind of like his brand sub bullets as he's going through. Now every ad has three parts to it, right? You're gonna have the hook, which we covered right at the beginning. There's the meat of the ad, which is typically gonna be the value. And then at the end of the ad, there's usually gonna be either some sort of call to action or a payoff, but let's keep going.
So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
All right, so here the value is, so think about when you're thinking about value creation in an ad, there's at the most basic level, more good stuff, less bad stuff, all right? And so when you're writing your ads or you're writing your copy and you're scripting them out, I think first from those two buckets. And so if we pull out our handy dandy textbook for advertising and you go to 134, so this is the leads book. So there's the steps for running paid ads. So first, you have to know where to advertise. He's advertising everywhere because everyone already knows who he is and everyone already has a cell phone. And so his market is everyone, right? Now, that part's straightforward. The second part is like, okay, how to get the right people to see it? That's via targeting. So I'm sure there's different audiences that do better, and it might be for discount providers rather than people who are maybe at premium. They might have found, for example, that switching someone from Verizon might be more difficult than switching for someone from like maybe pay-as-you-go type phone, especially given the price points. Now, the third part, which is right here, step three, what should my ad say? And so this mirrors that three-step process. You got your call out, which is the hook, you got the value, which is the meat, and then you got the call to action, which is the end. Besides the kind of general points that I start that are more common hooks, obviously there's not exhaustive, you can have unlimited types of hooks that could fit in a book. But in terms of concepts, he's using contrast here. Contrast in two ways. One is that there's contrast visually, like this is a bright color, this is something that's gonna pop out. But then also he's using contrast us versus them. That's kind of the theme here. All right, now from a value perspective, we get into the interest step, all right? And so the interest step is the best ads make benefits look as big as possible and the costs look as small as possible. And so from the benefits and cost perspective, what we're basically doing is a reverse value equation. And so the good stuff is, what's the outcome they want, which would be phone coverage, right? People would want it fast, they would want it easy, and they would want it to be likely, okay? Now, the negative side is gonna be, what is a nightmare scenario, the worst case scenario? Slow, hard, and risky. And so as he's describing the benefit here, which is less bad stuff. The nightmare scenario is that you pay a lot, right? And you get basically the same thing.
And if this were one of their ads, they'd end it here with a happy customer.
And pause. And so before this, he said, and we do this due to not hating you, right? And so again, he's talking about the nightmare scenario. They charge you more and they don't like you. And so he's saying, we charge you less and we do like you by implication. And then he adds in more humor. So let's see it.
So we'll end ours with an angry goat. Oh, look at the angry goat.
Pause. So obviously he puts a little bit more humor in, and to be clear, he doesn't actually show an angry customer. He shows a sheep, right? And so it wasn't actually like showing a negative review, which other companies like Liquid Death, which is a water company, which took the market by storm with cans of water that looked like beer. They actually had ads that were one-star reviews of their product because they kind of went, again, contrast, that contrarian angle. Now here, we finish with what? The CTA, right? So they make the offer and they tell people, mintmobile.com, and what do I get? Unlimited, now, speed, just, relative to the cost, low. Done. Fundamentally sound ad, and obviously brought lots and lots and lots of customers in. So if we're thinking about this ad in three slices, right? We've got our hook, we've got our meat or value, and we've got our CTA, all right? And so we cover the hook, we cover the CTA, let's talk about the meat. And so here we've got more good stuff or less bad stuff. Now on the good stuff, what we're thinking through here is how can we make it faster? So we wanna describe speed if we can. How can we make it easier? And how can we make it risk-free? Now, if we wanted to improve this offer, it would be month to month, not just monthly. Right? Now, there's some disclosures at the bottom. What does it say there? Limited time only offer, new activation, and upfront payment for 3 months. There we go. Promotion rate for the first 3 months only. Again, so now we get to understand, oh, it's only $15 a month for 3 months, and then it will go to who knows? Maybe it goes to 30, we'll find out. Taxes and fees are extra, so there is more on top of that. And what are these fees that they haven't disclosed? And unlimited customers using 35 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Okay, so they do slow you down. And video streams at 480p, see full terms at mintmobile.com, all right? And so that is the fine print on this. But big picture though, if we wanted to make this more compelling, we would actually flip those things. We would say, okay, well, your dream outcome is to have unlimited, fast, right, internet, and you're not gonna worry about getting overcharged or getting your rates turned down in terms of the speed that you're getting downloaded. That would make this offer significantly more compelling, right? Now, the thing that a lot of people don't do in their advertising is they don't cover what I call the don't, right? Which is like, what's the negative side, all right? So here, less negative is the, what are all the things that suck? So paying money sucks, which would be, and the opposite of this is slow, hard, and risky, right? Now in this ad, obviously they don't really have that offer because a lot of the things they have are, they will slow you down. They probably made signing up easy. They might not make canceling easy. And then the risk is that obviously you don't get what you want. Now on top of this, this is the real don't, this is the 201 version of ads, is that we say, okay, well, plus minus, so more bad stuff and less good stuff, right? That happens in your life. These are still the same categories. But when we sell against the don't, we say, well, you could also not do this, and instead, you say you will have more delays by not buying Mint Mobile. It'll be harder for you to use your phone stuff, and it will be riskier for you to do it. That's more bad stuff. And also, you'll experience less good stuff, right? And so each of these, so you can think about these as mirror images of both sides. If you do it with us, then you're gonna have less slowness, less hardness, less risk, which means that it's risk-free, it's easy, and it's fast. These just give you different ways of more or less saying the same thing. And on the alternative side, when we're marketing against someone or something or some idea or some competitor, then we're saying basically the converse of that. So let's break down the next ad.
Wireless for $20 a month.
Pause. So what's interesting about this is they began not really with a hook, but they began with the offer. And so me right off the bat, I'm not like, oh, now I'm paying attention. I would be like, all right, there's an offer here. Fine. All right. Continue.
That's not right.
Pause. So the good part that they have here is I do think that they have a reaction, which I think is overall like a good thing. I wonder if I were to split test this, I would probably lop off the offer and start at the reaction and then flip the order so that then you see the offer just so that there's something interesting there. Now here they have a mascot which shows up in the next frame. I think what the intention here was to take Ryan Reynolds' face away from stuff and transition it more to a mascot. But my guess here is that his goodwill and his positive brand is probably what drives a great deal of the advertising return above par. Because many people might not know Mint Mobile if it weren't for Ryan Reynolds. They might not even know that this is the same company as his. All right, keep going.
I choose Chunky Style Milk because it has the wholesome chunks growing kids need.
Pause. So right here, what they're actually doing is a pretty clever advertising tactic. Whether or not it was effective is, you know, predetermined by the fact that they didn't have as many sales as they wanted. So I'm giving you a little bit of a foreshadowing here. But what they did is they actually just drew an analogy between their service, sorry, other people's service, and Chunky Milk. So this is another contrast style ad. They're saying, we are a Ferrari. They are a clunker, right? They're a Vespa or whatever, some small scooter. Something that's a huge contrast that basically paints an analogy in someone's head to say, we are good, they are bad, and we keep going. The way that branding works is that you don't actually brand in the negative. I can't say, hey, don't think about pink elephants and me. Well, of course, you're gonna think about pink elephants, and now I forever am associated, for those of you who see this, with a pink elephant, and I will just cry myself to sleep every night because of it. But the point here is that they said, we don't want smoothing, we want Chunky Milk. And we started, the video starts with the actual brand itself, and then subsequently follows with Chunky Milk, and almost the entire ad is talking about Chunky Milk and that it's disgusting, right? And so people now just simply associate Mint Mobile, disgusting thing. All right, let's keep going.
Unlike smooth style milk.
Hey guys, save some chunks for me.
Pause. So now they complete the loop and say, that's not right, kind of like your wireless bill, which is a simile, if you want to use kind of, like, sort of, is basically drawing an equivalent between two things, which, by the way, is one of the key ways of educating and advertising. With that, we still have this character that no one really knows, which is this random minty fox. But he now, I think, did he have glasses in the beginning? I don't know. Anyway, let's keep going.
Oh, that's not right.
All right, stop. So they hit the three here, right? It's easy. It's online, which to me would be, it's fast. Like, it's not something that you have to talk to anybody. So that's taking away some of the pain associated. Now, they don't really hit risk-free, but I guess they kind of lower the risk again with the small price here. And you have clear call to action, which is the end of the ad. Let's hit it.
Right now, buy 1 month and get 2 months free at mintmobile.com.
Right, and so they have their offer, and then obviously the call to action is just simply go to the website. All right, so I think the mistakes in the ad are that that branding works, whether you like it or not, associations occur, and so they branded themselves with Chunky Milk, and they took out their biggest star, which was Ryan Reynolds. And so, unsurprisingly, the ad didn't perform as well. All right, let's go to a good one.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile.
Pause. All right, so what he's doing here is because what we have to think about when you're advertising here, because I don't actually think this is an effective hook from a hook perspective, but because this is fundamentally not going to strangers, this is going to people who already know who Ryan Reynolds is. And so the equivalent to that would be if I'm in a local area and I run an ad and I say, hey, Towson Locals, which is a suburb in Baltimore, which is where I'm from, then people are gonna be like, oh, this is for me. I recognize something. One of the four elements of getting influence with someone is likeness or relatability. You're like, oh, I know this guy. All right, so let's do the next one.
It's the holidays and the big wireless companies are busy spending billions on advertising.
All right, pause. So yet again, he continues to hit on this us versus them concept. And obviously it's working. So when you do have something that works, keep doing it. And so he's drawing this parallel between us and them yet again. All right, keep going.
At Mint, we're not into wasting money, so we bought this spiffy stock footage for $500.
All right, pause. So he delivers one core brand message here, which is that we're not into wasting money. Now, they're a budget option. And so it makes sense for this ad did significantly better. One, they have their main person. Two, he's the focal point. Three, the scripting itself is like, oh, you know who I am, and I'm not like these guys. My value is cheapness. And so we made this ad cheaply because we value money. That's kind of like, I would say, the implication of the ad. All right, let's keep going.
Our footage also came with another hand, so we can let you know.
So he obviously weaves in humor to then transition to the offer. And so these ads are super short ads, but when you have an ad that's this short and it's going to audiences who know who you are, you pretty much just make an offer. And so from an advertising perspective, Eugene Schwartz has something called the levels of awareness. And so the levels of awareness kind of are like this reverse pyramid, all right? And so you have unaware at the top, and this is about the problem. So unaware, you have problem aware. So they know that they have a problem. You have solution aware. You have product aware. And then you have most aware. When you make your hooks for ads, you actually make your hooks depending on what part of this funnel you're actually finding people. And so the colder the traffic, the more different the ad will be. Now, when you have an unaware ad, if you've ever seen something that's like, Texas homeowners are getting reimbursement checks for up to XYZ in this area or something, that's gonna drive curiosity. And so curiosity is usually that very top of funnel for people who have no idea what this thing could be about. And so it has nothing to do with what the solution. If you've seen like five weird foods that help you lose stomach fat, it doesn't say whether they're gonna sell you a detox tea, they're gonna sell you Ozempic, they're gonna sell you a gym membership. It starts all the way at the top with curiosity. Now, here's the massive advantage that branded ads, people who are already recognized, this is what The Rock, this is what Ryan Reynolds has, et cetera. Now, every business can do this. Every influencer business you see who has 50,000 followers and then begins to run ads, for example, you still use the same exact strategy that Ryan Reynolds is doing. The thing is, it's just that his warm audience is like everyone, whereas your warm audience might be like a million people. And so what he's running actually is an ad that's targeted at most aware. And so when you're targeting most aware consumers, you actually just make an offer. That's it. And so that's fundamentally what this ad does. He just draws a contrast and says, by the way, we're cheap and you can buy 3 months free and get 3 months free. That's it. That's the whole ad. So in my next book that is coming out, I talk about this particular offer structure, which is a buy X, get Y, right? And so he's got a parallel structure, buy three, get three. I would say that I found that buy one, get two, or buy three, get six. If you can contrast that you get more free than you pay for, it will typically convert better than a mirror structure. So I would test buy one, get two, versus three and three, because you would probably end up getting, you would save money as a business and you might end up still converting more because the discrepancy between what people pay and what they get is higher.
If you switch to Mint, you'll get 3 months free on all of our plans, even unlimited. Feels like that deserves an exclamation point. Whoa, easy, easy.
So he's just explaining the offer here, and I mean, if I wrote this ad, I'd probably have the CTA. This is yet another joke that he weaves in. You could say that this is on brand for him. So what's one of the nice things I think Ryan Reynolds does for his own personal brand is that he does weave in direct response advertising, which is what this is, with what some people might consider branding. And so he does very much kind of brand himself in these ads because the ads are funny. And he kind of, like, if you literally look at this ad, it pretty much alternates humor, moves the ad forward, humor, moves the ad forward, humor, moves the ad forward. And it's a pretty simple structure in terms of how he's making this. And so what we're doing here as we're looking through this in terms of tools is that, one, obviously he's a celebrity, so we just looked at his YouTube video and ranked the videos that had the highest views. But I can guarantee you virtually that the ads that are doing the best are the ones that are being pushed out every single day on Meta, on YouTube, et cetera, from ads not organic. Like, sure, he might get some signups from the 6.5 million views, but believe it or not, 6.5 million views for an ad, not that much. Right now, we're pulling up the Facebook ads campaign. So if you don't know how to do this, by the way, just Google Facebook ads library, and then you sort, and then you type in the account that you're looking at. And it's because Facebook is trying to be transparent. They show you every ad that is running for an account, and sometimes also ads that are running in the past. Now, the rule of thumb here in terms of looking for ads, because you're like, well, how do I know which one's working? Well, the easy way to do it is just say which one of these ads has been running for a long time. And so the longer the ad's been running, the more likely that ad has worked well. And so let's say you put out 100 pieces of creative. Anything that's new will always do better than something that's old. But if something is old for a while, then it means even though it's old, it's still performing really, really well. So here's some of the oldest ads that they're running. So let's pull it up. Wow, this is boring. Okay, despite the fact that I think this ad fundamentally from a creative perspective kind of sucks, it's been running for 5 years or 6 years, so it's probably doing okay. Now, I will bet that this is a retargeting campaign. And so this is probably converting very well for people who have already seen some of the top of funnel ads. And so basically, if you think about this levels of awareness that I was just talking about, retargeting ads are always going to be targeting people who are bottom of the funnel here, which is why it makes sense to retarget simply with the offer. So it's like, hey, you saw one or two ads or three ads, because we don't know what the audience selection for this ad is, but I would make a guess that retargeting ads, because the audience that enters into the retargeting bucket, basically the new people that see the new ads and watch past a certain point or click to the site, are a much smaller subset and change frequently, you actually can keep the creative the same because the bucket of eyeballs changes. Whereas when you're hitting a mass market on a regular basis, everyone's seeing the ad, so you actually have to have far more creative top of funnel than you do bottom of funnel. So if we just look at this, this is an offer recap, essentially. So it starts with the price, tells you what the dream outcome is. If we're looking at our original framework, we're reversing risk, right? So we're just hitting through these through the buckets of value. It's cheap, it's fast, and it's guaranteed. And this is a humor thing at the end there. And then again, they'll restate the price. All right, so let's look further up the funnel because I think that'll be more fun. And so it seems like they have two very different categories of ads, which I think every business should do. And if you're not doing this right now, like, do it. I don't know, I'd like do it. But look at how native these ads are, right? These are clearly iPhone. These are clearly user-generated content, so UGC. And they're just displaying them as is. So they opted for a more basic look. And so some big brands would be like, I don't want to show this type of content because it doesn't reflect my brand well. Obviously, they're going for the scrappy underdog look and feel, and the fact that they're a budget provider kind of makes sense that they would use this. Me, by and large, I tend to lean towards using UGC because it's like unlimited creative and you can just test it really easily. And I've talked about how creating UGC loops within a business can just give you endless ad creative. But let's actually watch this ad from beginning to end.
Here's my honest review of Mint Mobile's unlimited data.
All right, stop. So honest reviews, if you look at search volume for any business, reviews is almost always the second or third thing that comes up. And so this is obviously something that people are going to want to know. And so it makes a really strong hook. And then the believability factor here is I don't see any disclaimers on this ad. And so it appears that this is not a paid actor. This is actually just somebody who's a user who's giving a review. And I'm going to bet it's a good one. Let's go.
And first off, I'm the type to give my main for my buck.
All right. So, I mean, he's already framing whatever he's about to say as... He's actually edifying himself, believe it or not, as you should trust my opinion for what I'm about to tell you, because I am the type of person who likes cheap stuff. All right.
And they call me the BOGO King. Second, we're offering $15 a month for the first 3 months for the new customer.
Pause. So they don't have disclaimers around who he is, but they do have disclaimers around the offer itself, which you can see at the bottom there. So it's $45 up front. All right. So he said $15 a month, but when you actually go to buy it, it will probably be more, which you can see there. All right.
I paid $45 once and I haven't looked at.
There we go. So he did say he does include the upfront fee. Okay, that feels good.
I haven't paid my phone bill in 3 months. It's been wonderful.
So from an offer structure here, he begins with 15 and then he says he paid $45 because he bought 3 months. So from an advertising perspective, what they're doing is pulling cash flow forward so they can afford to acquire the customer. And so if you pull the 3 months forward, then they're gonna give 6 months because it's a buy three, get free. He said he's the BOGO King, buy one, get one, right? So they buy three, so 15 times three, that's 45, and then there's another 3 months afterwards. So likely he's not gonna get billed for 6 months after paying $45, which is a fairly compelling offer. All right.
The service is gonna be great. It's wonderful. Call me, beat me if you wanna reach me, or again, possible.
So what is the biggest concern someone has? So there are these two pricing scientists called Van Westorp, or it's one guy. I think his last name is Van Westorp. Anyways. And so there are kind of four questions that you can ask when you're trying to figure out what to price something. So the four questions are, number one, what is a price that's so high that you wouldn't even consider buying it? The second question is the other extreme, which is, what is a price that's so cheap you wouldn't believe that it would work, that it wouldn't actually function? And then the two questions in between are, what price is just high enough that you'd consider doing it, you'd ultimately buy it, but it would hurt or it would sting or it would be something you'd have to think about before making the purchase? And then on the kind of like the, from the upside is like, at what price do you think this would just be a great deal, all right? And so what they're hitting on here is one of the big fears that a budget consumer is going to have, which is, okay, it's $15 a month, but am I gonna get service? Is anyone even gonna hear me? Like, am I always gonna have one bar at all times? Like, that would suck, right? And so he's hitting on the biggest fear that a customer is going to have. So if you think about the value part of the ad, he's saying less negative and more positive. So you might be wondering, less negative? No. More positive. And so it's a very simple structure, and you can also stack multiple of these in a row if you have a longer ad that you're trying to run. All right, let's hit the rest.
KMP, make the switch to Mint Mobile, save some money, and reinvest.
And so he actually makes the CTA at the end, which is brilliant. I mean, it's very kind of him. Maybe they ran an ad contest for people to, you know, submit their ads. Maybe they didn't, and this guy just liked making fun videos. Who knows? Maybe he's a great creator. We have no idea. But by and large, though, it's a fundamentally sound ad. This guy gave a good hook. He edified himself. He said what he loved about it. He gave the price. And then he said, what's your biggest fear? It's less bad stuff, more good stuff. Great. benefits you, save some money, invest, call to action. Straightforward ad. All right, so now let's go back to a Ryan Reynolds. So you'll notice though, they have far more UGC ads that are running, and that's because UGC, you just get so much more creative because it's leveraged, right? You can use the entire community of people, all of your customers, which I think a meta concept here that any business owner can take, I mean, I am a massive advocate of this, is try and build the advertising machine within the business itself. That way, you don't always have to generate 100% of your ads. You only have to generate 20% or 10% of your ads on a regular basis, and you let your community of customers generate the other 90. All right, let's hit the next Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and this year our holiday commercial is just up, I think, up for $5 for a yard sale.
Oh, good.
We're still doing this. Doing what? Well, the holiday offer. All the big wireless companies stopped doing theirs in January, so I want to make sure that we don't stop loving our customers just because December's over.
Is future me micromanaging Amy?
Just cut the offer.
Well, it's your commercial now.
I am insufferable.
This is how you're using time travel, you irresponsible son of a bitch!
So let's break this down frame by frame in terms of the ad. So we go to the beginning, boom, he introduces himself.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds.
And so I will bet that they have found that when he introduces himself, that hook tends to work because everybody kind of knows who he is. And so in some ways it's like, it's not a true direct response, cold market open, because no one who's really watching this and buying is cold traffic. Everyone kind of recognizes who Ryan Reynolds is. And so they just reinforce that with all the brand trust that he brings to it, which is fundamentally why he did the deal to do this, to invest in this business and help grow it. All right, let's do it.
And this year, our holiday commercial is just stuff I picked up for $5 from a yard sale.
Oh, good.
You're still doing this.
Pause. So the $5 from the yard sale, he doesn't even show any of it. And it's just kind of this like random add-in. And so this ad is primarily humor driven. The clone version is something that many, many companies have used this angle. And this is more of a behavior science thing. But seeing two people who are identical draws a lot of attention. Like, think about twins of any kind. I'm not even going to get into anything else there. We'll just leave it at that. All right. Twins are inherently more interesting. Like, you look back and forth, you look back and forth, and it's attention grabbing. Any people, now if they wanted to make this even crazier, this is the behavior side, if they actually had them acting in sync, it would draw even more attention just from an advertising perspective. But obviously there's a little bit of banter here. All right, let's do it.
I mean, what?
Well, the holiday offer. All the big wireless companies stopped doing theirs in January, so I wanted to make sure that we don't stop loving our customers.
So yet again, they have their winning theme, which is us versus them, and they hate their customers, and we love our customers, and so they are continuing to run the ad. Also, as a total side note, if the ad converted, which I'm assuming it did, they actually got a lot more runtime on it because of the excuse they're using for why they're going to continue to run this promotional offer. Now, they've been more or less running the same offer this whole time, and so inside of my offers book, I talk about this. So the last chapter in $100 Million Offers is the magic headline formula. And so once you figure out what your offer is going to be, you then basically bundle it over and over and over again. And so same bundle, different wrapper. And so during the Super Bowl, I'm sure they'll call this their Super Bowl promotion. During the holidays, they'll call it the holiday promotion. During the spring, they'll call it their springtime promotion. During the summer, they'll call it their summertime. And when it's fall, they'll call it the back to school promotion. And so you don't actually have to change the offer once the offer is winning. You just change the wrapper around the offer to make the offer feel new and different, when in reality, it's still the highest converting offer you've got. And I talk about this at a little bit more length in this chapter, but I like to think about it as being like a fraternity party planner. So back in my fraternity days, you didn't really need to have a reason to have a party because you're in college and parties are what you do. But you would invent a reason why. So it's like, John got his wisdom teeth pulled, kegger, right? And so you would just think about anything, any reason why you can imagine. And at the end of the day, customers don't care what the reason is. They care about the offer, but the reason itself creates novelty. And I think if you are a small business, I think this is one of the most underutilized advertising angles, is think about ridiculous things. It's my dog's birthday, and because of that, I'm giving 2 months free to anybody who joins my gym. Whatever, right? I turned 37 7 weeks ago, and as a result, I'm running a 7-week promotion. Like, it doesn't matter. But the thing that does matter is the offer, and they already tested that. So once you nail the offer, you just go endless variations and wrapping paper on it. So now let's look into this, and there's an interesting little tidbit here that I think anyone can take. So they have a lot of ads from this particular creator. So this may be an influencer, this may be somebody that they paid. We'll see if they disclose that. Regardless, you can see that there's a lot of ads from this creator. So I'm guessing that they did pretty well, or that they paid her a decent amount of money to make a lot of ads. Now, what I'm curious about is whether they kept the meat of the ad the same and just alternated the hooks, or if they actually made an entirely new ad. So let's check it out.
Casey, if you're a grown-up, it's time for your own phone plan. Yeah, we're not bringing your parents' family plan. It's just 25. The goodies, it'll cost you less than two of these oppies per month. With Mint Mobile, all plans are $50 a month for the first 3 months as a new customer. So stop taking advantage of your parents and start taking advantage of Mint Mobile's offer. And so...
All right, so this is actually pretty good advertising. I'm gonna break down why. So... the Ryan Reynolds ads don't follow traditional direct response because they start with him just saying who he is, because it's not really direct response. Well, it is direct response, but it's going to the most aware audience. But for many of us business owners, people don't know who we are. And so we have to start with something a little bit different. So people might not know who she is. And so we start with the call out, right? Which is people noticing your ad is the most important part of the ad by a lot. If we're thinking about this, we need them to think, oh, this is for me. That is the thought that you want someone to think or feel the moment they begin the ad, because then that means that you have paid, you've gotten them to pay attention. All right, so if I am a parent, I might pay attention because I'd be thinking about my kids. And if I'm a kid, I might think about it. Now, if I'm a single person, I might just ignore this ad altogether. All right.
And yet we're not bringing your parents' family plan. It's just only $25. The good news, it'll cost you less than two of these hot face per month.
So this is why I said I think this is good advertising. So if you're going to mass market, again, this is drawing an analogy or a metaphor, right? And what's really clever about this is that they're just translating $15 into what the real cost is for somebody on an everyday expense that most people just don't really consider a real price or real actual cost. And so you'll see this in a lot of different companies, and I do think it's really clever advertising because I think it makes the price real for people. And if you've noticed, like sometimes insurance plans will be like, for less than a dollar a day, you can insure your loved one. And so you can say it as the price, so it'd be like for her it's $15 a month. They could say for less than 50 cents a day. Obviously, she just has two coffees a month. But I would imagine like you could probably say for less than a pack of gum a week, right? You could do a different, like that would be a hook that I would think would probably work just as well as the coffee. I think coffee's been a little bit overdone because a lot of people do things in terms of coffee. At the same time, maybe people do that because it works. So I would probably alternate, if this is me being the creative director, I would alternate different props here. That would resonate potentially with different audiences there. Now, if we're going for kids, how many of them are buying expensive coffee? I don't know. What things are they buying that are in that price range? I would probably look at that as some of the substitutes that I'd look at for the analogies or metaphors that I draw in to compare the price of my thing versus the thing, and here's the key part, that they're already spending money on.
All plans are $50 a month for the first 3 months as a new customer, so stop taking advantage of your parents and start needing advantage of Mittel's offer.
So all we're doing, all they're doing here is just restating the offer. So this is pretty straightforward, and then they put a little joke at the end, fine. And so actually the last few words, it ends soon, is drawing upon urgency. And so what's interesting about this is from a compliance perspective for advertising, the promotion could end soon. I'm not sure how compliant it is to have a promotion end soon and then the same offer begin again the next month for a different reason. So I don't know if your holiday promo ends on the 1st and then on the 2nd, your spring promo starts, but it's the same offer. That seems gray to me. I personally don't care. I think it's fine. But in terms of legal people, you could take it up with them. But the part that's key here is that if you can pull urgency, which is one of the elements of an amazing offer, right here, page 112, you want to say urgency is by X date or X time. And so now they're saying end soon. Okay, that's how they do it. So soon is subjective. And so soon could be for me 10 years from now. That is how they were able to have some little urgency around their CTA and probably have a compliant. I'm glad we got through that together. Let's look at the next ad here. And the key part that I want to look at is this is the same creator. So I want to see if they're doing similar hooks. Or they're just doing entirely different ads altogether. Let's do it.
Welcome to a conversation between me and a video wireless salesperson. Would you like to save money on your phone bill in the new year? I'm taking advantage of Mint Mobile's new customer offer right now for their unlimited plan. You can 100% guarantee that if you go with us, you'll save huge compared to your current plan. How much are you paying right now with Mint Mobile? Oh, $15 a month. They're on the largest 5G network in the nation, and I offer you a similar plan at a much higher price.
Just watching the last ad and this one, what is now clear to me is that they're running viral organic formats. And so the first one started with a PSA.
You say, if you're a grown-up, time to get your own phone plan.
All All right, and so PSAs, I'm guessing that format probably was a viral organic format. And if this is a creator, which I'm assuming she is, I don't know what her name is, but I'm assuming she's a creator. I'm sure you guys can let me know in the comments. She now has another format that is a fairly common viral organic format. Somebody who's done a really good job of this is Erica Kohlberg. She does like financial stuff, and she does a lot of conversations or pseudo conversations that happen between representatives of the company and her. She does legal stuff, but like fundamentally exact same format. And so that's the format. But if we're looking at the theme, guess what theme it is yet again? Us versus them, right? And so they have just found that from the underdog perspective, that theme works well.
Why didn't no one tell me about Mint Mobile's deal? I'm honestly shocked that this isn't blowing up my view right now. You can get Mint Mobile's unlimited plan for $15 a month for the first 3 months when you sign up as a new customer. What I love about it is it's reliable, affordable. Here's the thing though. It's a New Year's deal, so it ends soon. You want to pay less for your phone plan in 2025? Don't wait. Head to Mint Mobile, grab this deal while you still can. I'll leave it right here for you.
We basically just have a hook and then a ton of urgency. All right, now the thing is that yet again, she says it ends soon. Now, reason why, it was New Year's, so that makes it a little bit more believable or compelling, but at the end of the day, they could run this New Year's plan for like 6 months, who knows? All right, now the hook here is a pretty common hook for like reviews and things like that that happens in organic. I will say that for those of you who do consume organic shorts like this on a regular basis, you probably have seen these, and it almost, this is me personally just saying this, this is a pretty common structure for people who get paid to do an endorsement. And they're like, why has no one told me about so-and-so's protein powder? It tastes so amazing. I thought it was going to be, right? And then they go into it, right? All right, let's just go to the next one. Because you'll notice there, actually, let's just hit the number of times she hits urgency in this, because I think that's actually kind of interesting.
Well, I'm honestly shocked that this isn't flowing at my view right now. You can get unlimited plan for $15 a month for the first 3 months when you sign up as a new customer. What I love about it is it's reliable, affordable. Here's the thing, though. It's a New Year's deal.
So, two.
Also, it ends soon.
Three.
Want to pay less for your phone plan in 2025? Don't wait. Head to Mint Mobile, grab this deal while you still can.
Five.
I'll leave it right here for you.
So she makes 5 urgency CTAs in basically the last 15 seconds of the ad. All right, and so obviously this is direct response being the goal to get someone to respond immediately for the ad.
PSA, do not miss the sale. Put this date in your phone, February 2nd. That is when Mint Mobile's offer unlimited data for $15 a month for the first 3 months of new customer in. Yes, you could go the rest of the winter only paying $45 for your phone plan without compromising on quality. The savings here are insane compared to the wireless, so make sure you take advantage before it ends.
So let's. I think this one's worth breaking down.
PSA, do not miss the sale.
So that's the hook, right? So again, she does the PSA thing, and so the PSA is yet again a viral format. Something to consider if you are running ads is look at what organic formats are trending for creators. And there are formats, believe me, there are formats. And try and see if you can get your ads to mimic that format, because then it will look more native. And when you have, like, fundamentally, the best advertisements are things that don't look like advertisements. And like, if this were just a creator who were making this recommendation, you'd be like, wow, it'd be incredibly compelling. And so the more it can look not like an ad, then the better in general it'll convert. All right, so let's do the next thing.
I'll put this date in your phone, February 2nd. That is
all right, pause. So they do actually have an end to this promotion. And so now this is, again, a hard push on urgency. But we've looked at a bunch of ads. All of them have had the same price, which is $15. And so that obviously is the price point that they have seen convert, and having the 3 month offer is what's working.
And Mint Mobile's offer of unlimited data for $15 a month for the first 3 months of the new customer.
Pause. So same restatement of offer. She's just explaining what it is. And if you are making an offer, you just want to do it as clearly as possible. And you can see the disclaimer in the middle of the screen. If you do have terms around payments, like for them, obviously it's they're paying it all up front, then that comes. And there's obviously rate limiters in terms of how fast it is. But she tries to attenuate that big concern, which obviously I'll bet you if they are good advertisers, which they are, they probably read the comments. And the number one concern, by the way, big pro tip here, if you want to know the things that you need to include in your ads in terms of what concerns prospects have, not customers, but prospects have, is actually just read the comments, because people will tell you their objections for why they didn't sign up or why they what they don't like about your thing. And then in your next batch of ads, you can include those key points and overcome them. All right.
Yes. You could go the rest of the winter only paying $45 for your phone plan without compromising on quality.
Pause. So two things here. One is she just restates the offer in a different way. So instead of $15 per month for 3 months, she then just translates it again saying that means $45 until the end of the winter. All right, so it's just a different way of restating it, which I think is worth doing because sometimes it just hits different for different audiences. And sometimes it's like, oh, that actually, I mean, sometimes $15 a month for 3 months for some audiences will convert. And for other audiences, $15 or $45 until the end of the winter might be even more compelling. I would say for me personally, I think that is actually more compelling. All right, now the last part that she said is without compromising on quality. Now, I think that in other ads, they hit harder on the fact that the quality isn't compromised. She just puts a little one-liner in there because it's the biggest concern anyone would have with a budget provider.
The savings here are insane for the move to be wireless, so make sure you take advantage before it ends.
Big picture here, they are running a pretty clear direct response strategy. They are leveraging UGC, which every business can and should have. If you have a brand spokesman, then introducing them, obviously in this Ryan Reynolds scenario, he continues to do it, so I'm guessing that it works. I would be curious to test. I haven't seen it. I'd be curious to test what a cold or harder hook would do with Ryan Reynolds as the person in the ad. Like, that would probably be one of the first things I would test. If I were testing offers, I would look at buy one, get two, or buy two, get four, and see how that converted. Alternatively, buy three and three is fine. There's nothing wrong with it, but those are things that I would test the hell out of. I'm assuming that sometimes you can break it back from what number converts. So $45 may be the number. And then it's just like, how many ways can we mix and match $45, right? What's that? You guys wanna see where all of this traffic is pushing? Fine, we'll also look at the landing page. Let's do it. Okay, so this is mintmobile.com, which is their CTA in every ad, all right? And I do think big picture, if you have all your traffic pushing to one page, then you wanna make sure that it's all congruent. And actually it's a huge mistake that I think a lot of marketers make is that you have all these different creative hooks and stuff, but then like you don't actually go for congruence. And one of the easiest ways to drop conversion is have someone click somewhere and then not get what they think they're getting. And so a lot of the elements here are, look, okay, let's just look at this page here. All right, so right on the top, time is literally ticking. So they're showing true urgency right at the top, big banner saying like, you need to act now. Now, on top of that, they have a banner across the top that is probably also something that moves forward in the funnel. And if you look at acquisition.com, for example, we have a banner across the top because it's actually one of the most clicked buttons. And so you can have the same CTA with multiple buttons on the page. And in general, rule of thumb, not forever, but if you only have one CTA on a site, if you add another, you will increase conversions. If you add a third, you'll also probably increase conversions. At a certain point, you have too many referees on the field and no one can see the actual offer. But in the beginning, two, three, sometimes CTAs in terms of button for someone to take action will usually increase the conversion of the page. All right, now they're basically just slamming over the head with urgency. Now they don't have scarcity because it's unlimited customers. So that's not where they're hitting. They're just going on time here. So big picture for those who don't know, scarcity is limiting quantity. Urgency is limiting time. And so people talk about scarcity and urgency interchangeably, and that's not how it actually works. All right, they're separate things that can be combined, but they exist separately. All right, now they do have a caveat. It's new customers. All right, so it's not all customers, but new customers get 3 months of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. All right, so it's pretty clear what they want us to do here. Let's scroll down. Let's go all the way down. Is there anything else there? Okay, so two plans for the price of one. So if you switch from one of their primary competitors, they have a separate offer for you there. All right, now let's look at the secret sauce. I'll bet you this is optimized for mobile too. All right, so 5G for free, we're online, flexible payment plans, okay, bring your own everything, fine. So what's really interesting about that, BYOE, another budget provider, which you may have heard of, which is Spirit Airlines, has the same thing. They call it your ass and gas. So they say like, we give you nothing. And they kind of lean into how cheap they are. And they are the cheapest provider, but they do nickel and dime people. So let's scroll back up and let's go like we're gonna convert. So why would they have, so because this is actually like dev work that they'd have to put in. So there's probably a reason they added this bar in. I would imagine the number one concern, which they also talk about in their ads, is what's the service quality? Right, and so if someone's like, I'll switch to it if there's really good coverage in my area. And so they're probably resolving one of the biggest concerns. So let's just do acquisition.com zip. So, yep, there we go. All right, so there we go. So they tell us that our device is compatible and they have excellent coverage. Now, I'm gonna be real with you. My question would be is like, what's excellent? Now, they do have a map so they can visualize it. Okay, so they've got some towers that looks like it's right there at the corner. But all right, if I'm trying to make a decision, I might say, well, they said it's excellent, so I guess I'm going to consider. So now we go view plans. So let's do that. Okay, so this was actually leads us to the same place as the original button. So if someone takes a detour and then goes there, basically you handle the objection and then they go back to the sale. All right, so choose your plan. All right, so let's see what we got here. We got 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. They obviously want, they're drawing attention to the 3 month offer. And so what's interesting is that they have the same starting fee, but just different ongoing fees after the fact. To me, the 6 month offer is a dummy offer. And I'll bet you they have their split between the 3 and the 12. And so look at why they would do this. So it's like, okay, well, I can only commit to 3 months and then it's $30 a month, or I can pay $35 a month with 210 upfront. I'm like, I don't know. Like for me, if I look at this, I'm either 3 or 12. And so when you have three tiers, by the way, you almost never want the three tiers to be evenly split. So we're going a little bit into pricing, but YOLO, we can do what we want. It's our video. So where you move the middle on a three-tier offer determines where you want to nudge the customer, okay? So if I want more people to take my 12-month offer, I will make my six-month offer really close to the 12-month offer. And so I'm like, oh, well, shoot, this is so close. I'll just do that one, right? So this is the typical small, medium, large soda play that movie theaters has done for ages, right? So let's say that you've got equal ounce differences between sodas, okay? So let's say that this is 10 ounces, this is 15 ounces, and this is 20 ounces, okay? So that's what these sodas are. Obviously, at a movie theater, it'd be like a gazillion ounces, and they just give you a gallon of whatever soda you want. All right, here, you're asking someone to make a logical decision, and it's proportional to how much they buy. And they're not really saving anything by buying more. So functionally, this would incentivize people to go here, because there's no savings for buying more. And if you wanted to just get some more later, you take on less risk by buying a smaller purchase, and you could always just double up again later if you so desired. Now, what does this next pricing tier tell you? So let's say we keep our $5, and then we have $6 here, and then we've got $10 here. What does this tell you? That tells you here that this is the best value option. The first is here. Now let's look at a different pricing scheme. So if we have $5 on the low option, but let's say that now we've got $9 on this option and $10, what is the pricing tier that we're pushing towards? We're like, well, dude, for an extra dollar, I'm getting another 5 ounces. This is not a bad gig. Now, because of this basically dichotomy between the 10 and the 20, we would probably, realistically, what this would probably be priced at, like if we were in the movie theaters, this would probably be $8. This would probably be $7. And so this would then push more people to here. Right? And so how you price your three options, you can tell what offer a smart business owner is trying to incentivize you to take. So it depends. So we're getting into a little bit of advanced pricing, but you're an advanced person, so let's talk about it. All right. So if I have this $6 option, what does it really communicate? Well, you think like for a dollar more, I'm going to get 50% more soda. That's a pretty good deal. For here, for a dollar more, I get another 5 ounces of soda. And so these prices are always taken in aggregate, right? Now, if I have a lot of people coming in the door and everyone's buying smalls and I want them to upgrade, then I'm gonna put my price here. If everyone's coming in and they're getting mediums and I wanna push them the larges, then I'm gonna move my price of mediums up to make the large more appealing. So what you're ultimately trying to do is maximize revenue per soda buyer. Right, and so it'll depend where your average customer is actually entering the business to determine which of these you would actually push. So this is a sales page, all right? And so sales pages are different than landing pages. So the first page was relatively short, just wanted to get people to take the next step. And they have probably tested pushing people straight to the sales page and it probably doesn't convert as high. So they have that intermediary step to get more qualified people to the page. Why does that work? No idea. I can just tell you that it often does work. When you have too much traffic going and not enough conversion, you add a step, you add friction, and then it sorts the right traffic. All right, so let's look at the actual page structure here. So let's go to the top. So boom, big thing. We have our urgency yet again, and then we have our offer right there in bold so that everyone doesn't miss the thing. Last chance yet again, 50% off, cool. Okay, they're restating the offer multiple times, and then they restate the benefits underneath high speed. So if you're looking at this, you've got headline, subhead, and then three bullets, which is a really common structure that I talk about. And It's interesting because above the fold, which is when someone loads on their phone, you'll see a very common structure. In the paid ad section, 147, I talk about three different landing page structures that work really well. And so what they have here is they're using layout three above the top, all right? So they've got headline, subhead, right? So unlimited premium is headline, subhead is last chance, and then the three bullets right here. Now they have, I have mine below the button, they have theirs above, minor difference. But fundamentally, they're using this structure. Now notice I have attention avatar at the top. What do you think that is? That's time is literally ticking. And it says new customer offer. So avatar is right there. Attention new customers. All right, like these are timeless advertising principles because they work. This is how you convert traffic. All right, so we've got the button. One tiny tweak I would consider on this page is I think the button is not visible enough. And so I would consider making that more, I would make it jump out more because I think you could easily miss that. All right, so let's scroll down. It says choose your plan. So now it's telling you what to do. Okay, great. So now this is just all plans include this. Are you new? Great. And then just restates the offer yet again. All right. And then we see our 3, 6, and 12 month plan. Now they made it user friendly for mobile so that you can, you know, toggle between them, which I think really interestingly. So imagine the user experience here. So you, if I'm looking at this, I'm gonna see $15 a month and I go to six months up, it goes up. And then I go to 12 months, $15 a month. Huh? What is that telling me to do? Well, I came for the three, but man, this one for 12 isn't bad. And so what's interesting about this is that the intro offer is 15 a month and then it bumps up, right? But the 12 month offer is 15 a month and then it stays 15 a month. And so if someone has a sensitivity to that price point, then they basically make it available to them. It's like, hey, if you wanna stay at 15 a month, you can, you just gotta make the commitment, right? All right, so let's scroll down a little more. All right, did you know 1 to 3 months are up, your new customer offer, you can renew. Yeah, so they're saying, hey, if you can't, so this is a, if you can't decide right now, don't worry, you can change it later, which is a great risk reversal. All right, so facts. So now they're getting into features here and they're probably gonna show speed because what's the biggest concern everyone has? Coverage and speed. All right, so they're going through these things. And for us, we already checked our zip code beforehand, which they helped observe. Now, I don't think anyone's gonna know anything about this. Like I honestly, and maybe this is a compliance thing that they have to show, which is very possible. So that one, I don't know, it might be a legal thing. All right, let's scroll down because obviously this is not gonna convert anyone. Okay, bring your family. So this is an upsell potential. So it's like, okay, not while I've got you, because what's another concern someone has? Well, I don't wanna switch on my own, I wanna bring my whole family over because I don't wanna be a separate plan than them. Cool, so they give a family plan. All right, now yet again, we scroll down to the bottom. And if you missed it, because let's say you think about click journey, right? So someone clicks over and they just went straight to the offer. Now that they're actually in consideration, so they're thinking, am I gonna take this offer? Am I gonna take my credit card out? They might now, the coverage device checker is what I consider a buying question. And so sometimes on a sales call, this is obviously doing this in a virtual setting, but there are questions that are kind of more open-ended, like discovery questions that a customer would ask. And if someone says like, talk to me about payment plans, right? That's a buying question. They're strongly in consideration. And so this is something to help overcome any obstacles around purchasing. So they were like, okay, the price makes sense if you have it in my area. I'll attend your gym. How far away are you from me? Right? That's going to be a real consideration. Like, and if you're close enough, they have some line in their mind that if it's over it, it's acceptable and they'll make the purchase. All right. So scroll down. And this last section is super common. On a sales page, which is FAQs, all right? So almost always having an FAQ on a sales page will increase conversion. Because just think about every one of these questions as a couple percentage points of customers that haven't gotten all their questions resolved yet and either want a deeper explanation for some of the sentences or headlines from above, or they have some unresolved concerns that didn't really make sense to weave into the page because it would overall lose some people. And so you basically stack those at the bottom. And you've probably seen this on a lot of pages. Even if you look at like an Amazon purchase page, they're gonna have their FAQs at the bottom where the seller will answer some of the questions that people are asking. All right, and so if you want a really great way to study like how to make sales pages, study Amazon. Think about how they structure their pages and how many elements of persuasion are woven in that are real and actual. Now, they obviously, you know, they're a $1 trillion company and so they have a lot of resources at their disposal, but you can still use the elements of persuasion that they have. All right, and fundamentally, that's what they're harnessing here. And at the very bottom, I see this as a, if you haven't decided to buy yet, why don't you enter our long-term nurture sequence where we'll send you emails to hopefully get you to buy later, right? And so that's basically what we're doing here. So What's that? You want to see the emails that they send to convert more customers? Fine, we'll look into them. Okay, so big picture, this is their actual email sequence, so we looked it up. You'll notice that these are very visual, so these are very picture driven. So I want to make a clear point here. I would say it's very split in the types of products that are being sold, what types of emails convert. And so I've seen, this is just me, Alex's point of view, pictures do really well with physical products and low ticket items. So people just like click and buy, right? If you sell services or complex products or high ticket products, oftentimes basically almost the exact opposite perspective of this, which is lots of text, that's plain text, maybe one hyperlink, that's all, not formatted to basically make it look like a real email that someone might send to you. That tends to be the best deliverability, which will ultimately convert more people for those more complex things. So if you sell services that are complex, I would lean towards that. Here, if you're e-commerce, which fundamentally this is e-commerce, it's just a phone service that you're getting, it makes sense. Now, one last point here is that notice that they don't offer phones. Remember the BYOE? So they're able to sell at a much lower price point because most of the other carriers include the phone in some sort of payment plan with your service. And so a big portion of what you're paying for is the $1,000 smartphone that you're, you know, that they're subsidizing for you over X period of months with a decent markup. All right, so let's look at the offers they have. So email one is they just restate the offer. Cool, let's go to the next one. All right, now they say it's easy. So let's think about the elements of value here, right? So first they restate the offer. Then they say, by the way, it's easy. Now, the makings of Mint Mobile. So now they're saying, okay, someone didn't take the first two, so now let's just give them a little bit more information, right? Let's talk more about the value that they're getting. That's the next email. Yeah, and so here they're also telling a little bit of the story of the founder, or at least the spokesperson. And so this would be more common if someone hasn't made the purchase with you yet. You're explaining more about yourself. Basically, they're trying to build some trust, build rapport with the prospect. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, so now they're hitting the family people and they're like, maybe you didn't buy because of this reason. You might've missed it on the site. And so what they're really doing is they're chunking down a lot and just focusing on one obstacle at a time, which is what I would encourage you to do in email follow-up is there's gonna be, let's say, 13 reasons people aren't gonna buy. And instead of saying, here's 13 reasons, let's handle them all, you just hit one email at a time that hits each reason in order of prevalence, meaning the more common the concern is, the earlier on in the email sequence it should be. All right, now here's the 411 on SIM. So this is gonna be a concern question. This is a detail question where someone's like, well, what about SIM cards? What about my use case? I'm a special snowflake. So they're covering the special snowflake scenarios in this. And I would imagine that they continue down this process. Now, if I had to rate this email follow-up, I would probably rate it like, I'm being real, probably a 5 out of 10. Main reason here is, they're just restating the offer over and over again. I think that what could make this better is if they made it feel a little bit more tailored, right? And so if they could expand in personalization, now I don't know what segmentation they have in the background, but personalization of their marketing and thinking about onboarding a customer before they're a customer, is a great way to get people to do those first steps. Like that coverage question that they have, it's like, can I get someone to take a micro step towards me, right? And so I'd be thinking, what other things are kind of micro steps that get someone who's gonna get further along the road of consideration before they make a purchase? Another one would be like, okay, can we deliver them some sort of lead magnet? So once we have their zip, it's like, here's other people in your area who have said that this is really good. That would probably be really compelling. Another type of testimony might read, someone who's like you. Another one might be someone who considered buying at the same time as you and is now already enjoying the benefits, right? And so people think in cohorts. So it's like, if I considered buying this last week and it shows someone else who did buy last week and is enjoying the benefits, it becomes more compelling because you double down on likeness. That person's just like me, all right? You can reference my Rihanna video on some of the things they did for their offer. But in this offer, having birthday and anniversary offers it's a wonderful reason why to extend personalized offers to people that will increase their specific urgency. But the thing is that you know that every month you've got 1/12 of people who are turning a certain age. And so you've got basically 1/6 because you've hit anniversaries and birthdays every single month that are getting a special offer. And so if you do that on a regular basis, it's like every month you get this kind of lift to 1/6 of your audience that's getting a special offer specific to them. All right. And so here are a couple actionable takeaways that I think you can take away from their site to convert more ad traffic. So number one is website optimization. So if you haven't tested your page load speed, just do it. And then most tools will tell you some of the things, images that need to be compressed so that you can decrease file size and ultimately load faster. Now, this may not sound interesting, but for every 1 second saved, you get, I think Neil Patel had this, he's already studied this one, but I think it's something in the neighborhood of like a 2.5 or something like that percent increase in conversion per second. And so sometimes, I've seen some of your pages, you have 9 seconds, 13 seconds of load time. And it's like, if you can get that down to like 3 seconds, you've got 2+% times 10 in terms of improvement on conversion, right? If you click and it's like changing a channel on a television, you're going to convert more people. Now, the next one is using side-by-side comparisons. I'm surprised that they aren't really hitting on this heavily. So they talk about it really heavily in their advertising, but they're not showing what other people are doing comparatively. And so this is one where like Progressive kind of pioneered this in the insurance industry, where they were showing what other plans cover and prices associated. And I think if you are the underdog, then it's okay to do that. If you're the top dog, you don't show anybody else's. But if you're making a budget as your primary sales point, then using side-by-side makes sense because they can see the delta. One of the other things here that I think is probably worth mentioning is hidden fees. One of the big concerns with budget providers like budget airlines is that they will charge you for each piece of luggage. They'll charge you for drinks. They'll charge you for everything. And it's like, are they going to charge me for anything else? And I think being explicit about that somewhere would probably increase conversion. So if I'm them, I would be looking at the same plus good stuff away from bad stuff. And if you don't work with us, so selling the don't, you're going to keep having bad stuff and keep not having good stuff. And that's where having the juxtaposition of the other providers could prove for very good fodder for ongoing emails. And so like one email would just be more good stuff. Next email would be less bad stuff. Next email would be, if you don't do this, you'll keep having bad stuff. If you don't do this, you'll keep not having good stuff. And then each of the good stuff and bad stuff, you have three vectors that you can look at across all four of those, which is risk, speed, and ease. And so showing the visual of the step-by-step process of what it takes to sign up, that could de-risk someone's concern about how easy it is. From a speed perspective, I would probably hit on more points of like, well, how quickly can I get activated, right? Like, could I be using my phone within a few minutes? If I could, I would want to know that. So I would talk about speed. From a risk perspective, they do have commitments associated. And so I'd want to know, what are my cancellation policies? And what does canceling look like? So believe it or not, if you actually just show someone how to cancel before they buy, sometimes they're just more likely to buy because they're like, oh, I understand how I can get out of this. It reverses the risk of the purchase. Now, the big obvious one is that price is another thing that they do, but I wouldn't say that's an area of opportunity. I think they already hit their price pretty hard. If you like these types of real business breakdowns, I had a small business owner who is a stylist who flew out to Vegas to have her business broken down and improved. It's the video of the year that I got the highest amount of praise from business owners for, who said this was the best video they had. And so I want everyone to watch it because it's really good. So go check it out.